And welcome, everyone. Even though I've spoken before, this is our official welcome for the recording, December 15th, 2013. And we are in a wonderful pathway approaching our own home light and our heart and a time of giving and sharing and supporting the things we hold most dear. The season of Christmas is not just a day. It's a progression of revelations about ourselves, a progression of revelations about how we can form community with others and be here for others. I would love to hear from anyone on the call what is unique for this Christmas for you. And I can say that one of the things I have discovered this Christmas is that even though the challenges of life may be beyond expectation, they really are challenges of this earth that are no match for the soul or the soul's light or the ability for the soul to bring light into whatever situation it may be confronted with. And I think that in many ways that was the pivotal message of Yeshua's life, even as he began his life. Just think of this. His mother was well progressed in her pregnancy, probably on the edge of delivering, when they left on a tour on a donkey's back. And actually, much as we think that is challenging, that was the Cadillac of the day. Most people walked, even on the furthest journeys. They walked. And if they had a donkey, that would be taken along for feast and celebration when they got there. Donkeys to most people were food. They were livestock. If you could afford to have a doggy to travel at all, you were very, very well off in those days. So Mary was considered precious and cared for to the degree that the life and times of Yeshua's birth would allow. And actually, it was not 2013 years ago. It was about 4 years before our current calendar when that happened. And researchers have pretty much decided when it had to be and how the configurations of the heavens lined up. And more than likely, it was and the rule of Herod to line up with those stories. More than likely, it was about 4 years B.C., and probably not at Christmas, not at the Christmas we celebrate. Last week, we really discussed the history of the Christmas we celebrate, which is truly the birthday of Christ. Not Yeshua, but the Christ spirit he brought to the earth, which is symbolized and has been symbolized throughout the ages by all people as the returning of the light after the winter solstice. And as we receive that inspiration and the return of the light, we know that we are being invited to join in the Christ light, to fulfill the prophecy that the second coming of Christ is when Christ is reborn in our hearts. So I think really, this is, even though this was not the birthday of Yeshua, this is a more sacred celebration than many people have come to believe that it is. A lot of people have considered that it's just become commercial and it means nothing to other people around the world. Actually, it's the most ancient of celebrations that was chosen by inspiration from the church founders to be symbolic of the return of the light. As Yeshua said, light, let your light so shine that you will be a blessing to the earth. And this, of course, is what we all strive to achieve in our lives, especially as we come together and we see the presence of Christ in others, and we allow others to see the presence of Christ in ourselves. I don't see anyone coming on the call board. I would really, really ask that somebody who knows how to do it would do it so that I get some confirmation here that all the equipment is working. Okay, there you are. All right, we have someone there. Hi, Desmond. I know you were on last time, so you get to talk.
Hey, Glenda.
Hey.
Hi.
Did you have something to say, or were you just helping me out?
Oh, I would love to say something. I've been praying for you lately, and a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned that you wanted to, you were saying that how important community is,
mm-hmm.
and having like a really strong community basis. And, you know, what do you see as like, you know, forming community in your future, and what would be the ideal?
Oh, that would be a long answer, Desmond. I probably need to dedicate a whole call to that. But we will be having another blessing conference. And I have been told by Yeshua that once we have 500 blessing givers, 500, the whole movement will transform. And we will have the basis for the next level of community. So we are in the process of planning right now. And I have always, always responded to his leadership, because this has never been a community created by me. As all of you who know my story realize that I was the reluctant evangelist. I loved him in my heart and just thought, well, I will love him by sharing the painting I created and hopefully being alive in the world. I had no idea he had further plans. But he has revealed his further plans more and more. You see, even Spiritus Church, this is not a church I created. This is the original church created by Christ and the apostles that has survived through the centuries side by side with the more visible, conventional, Orthodox churches, the Roman Catholic Church, the Episcopal Church, all the Protestant churches, all the many lines of the church. Actually came from the original church that never ended. It continued. And all of a sudden, in 1998, a bishop of the original church showed up in my life. He read Love Without End, and he said, this is authentic. This needs to be acknowledged as the modern epistle for Yeshua's. He said, and then he invited me to become a deacon at first, because women deacons were not outrageously unacceptable. Then with a fair amount of reluctance, he agreed to ordain me as a priest. Very, very unusual thing to do in that lineage. And fairly much an act of heresy to make me a bishop, which I was done on the first day of the new millennia. And I think that's extremely significant of a new balance coming into the church, that where both genders are equal, and a feminizing force will expand the church more through community than through doctrine, which has always been doctrine, and ecclesiastical law has always been the power of the male side of the power in the church. And I see that bringing me into that was part of building community. And, of course, it all began by I made a fundamental decision that was fairly, again, heretical, because a Spiritist church is an apostolic church that does not have ministers below the stratification levels within the church. And I said to the bishops of the church, I said, the original ministers were parishioners, people who had a relationship with Christ, who wanted to serve one another. We need to have ministers that are not part of the hierarchy of the church, that reach out and build community. Oh, my goodness gracious, that was so fought and rejected. But they discovered the chapter from St. Paul that describes the essentialness of ministers parishioners that that minister to one another. And he said, okay, Glenda, you're right. We will do it. So we began our first ministry class. And we now have several hundred ministers. And after that, I began to realize this can't just be ministry. This has to be universal, ecumenical. And Yeshua brought the blessing protocol to us. And we've been expanding through the blessings. But every step of the way, Desmond, he brought it. I didn't envision it. So I personally cannot give you the answer other than I will follow his lead. If he calls, I will do it. If he has an idea for expansion, I will implement it. And so far, it has all been organically progressive, moving to the further expanse of possibility, all-inclusive, including all people, all faiths, all approaches to spirituality, and all within the greatness of the Christ light. And, of course, that really is what Christmas is about. So sometimes we are held back for lack of personnel, for lack of contributions of time and energy and technical expertise, because one person can only do so much. And then we have Candace, who's just an angel, but she can only do what she does, and usually she's overworked. And so this is why we so appreciate your contributions. Everyone, whether it's a contribution of prayer, a contribution of thought, inspiration, time, a contribution financially, it all is turned into the church. But I did have a little epiphany yesterday, moving into our new home. We have a loft that is above our living room, and there's no closet up there, and there's no bathroom, so it's obvious it can't be a guest room. And because of my hip condition, I did not want to be walking up and down the stairs every day, so it can't be a dining room. I thought about making it a meditation room, maybe. I was trying to think about all the things it could be, and it's quite large. And then I started hanging paintings, and I thought, where will I hang Yeshua? Where will I hang First Light? And it dawned on me, the loft. That's our chapel. That's the chapel in our home. And we can keep the altar up at all times. See, we had to put our altar up in the living room. And depending on the occasion, we'd have to take it down, put it up, take it down, put it up. We have a permanent home for First Light. We have a permanent home now for Yeshua. And, of course, I don't have the original Lamb and Lion, but I can create a G. Clay. So we'll have a G. Clay of the Lamb and the Lion, an altar, candles, First Light. Anyone who wants, you know, our visitors who come and want to meditate or just have private time with them, it's here. And that's the way this grows, Desmond. It's really amazing. It's all been in his hands. I just gave everything. When I started this work, I gave everything to first printing the paintings, then to publishing the book, my inheritance, sold my home, everything I have, savings. I gave, just like the apostles gave everything. I gave literally everything to this work. But whatever I need is given back. And sometimes it's given directly. Sometimes it's given through earnings. And sometimes it's given through love of other people or donations from other people. But they know in faith this will be used for him to implement whatever he wants next. And it grows. And I want it to be so strong. This I can tell you, Desmond. I want it to be so strong that when my time for passing comes, this church will never leave the face of the earth. So that's my goal. But how we get there is kind of up to him. And it's also up to the community. How much do you want it to grow? What do you want it to become? Because we are a living force, and I respect on all levels the wisdom of the body of Christ. We are together the Christ on earth. that will give birth to the return of the one who initiated the light. And so it's really up to the body of Christ, the light of Christ, the whole community, and his guidance and his inspiration. But it's my will that when I leave, this church will never, ever leave the earth, and that I can leave that legacy. And I would love to think about that as my eternal Christmas present, my eternal Christmas gift. In fact, the book was released on December 5th in 1998, and we went straight into the Christmas season, celebrating the advent of Christmas, Christmas coming upon us, and the brand new year. And then, of course, I was consecrated as a bishop not that year, 2 years later on New Year's Eve. So I guess I gave you the long answer, but without too many specifics, because I don't have them.
Right.
But I hope that was an inspiration for you.
Yeah, it was. I love you, Glenda. Who was the bishop? Which one was he, Anglican?
Well, actually, I'm a bishop in Spiritist Church, but Spiritist Church embodies every one of the lines of the church. All the lines of the church trace back to Spiritus.
Right, but the bishop that ordained you, was he? He was
liberal Catholic, and
really?
He was also Roman Catholic.
What?
He was a Franciscan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
we're talking about breaking many molds, Desmond.
Oh, totally. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. A lot of people are shocked by that. No, actually, the Roman Catholic Church is in our lineage. All 21 lines of the church are in the lineage of Spiritus Church. And it needs to be, they all need to be brought back together. But brought back together not through fighting over what the doctrine will be, because there's just one doctrine, and that's love one another and love God with all your heart. That's all it is. The rest is community. And so we want to bring back all the lines of the church, including all the Protestant lines, and be inclusive of all faith.
I am.
Because the faith, our faith within, is our light within. And without the light, we are nothing. We are just a mortal body that lives a few decades. It's the light within that gives our life, our meaning, our consciousness. It takes our, radiates our love to the world and makes us Christ-like. So that's my thought about things. And my inspiration. I'm going to take another call, Desmond. We have an anonymous caller from area code 413, and you're on.
It might be me. Is it? Do you have the whole number there?
Well, it is 549-2920.
Yeah, that's me. I didn't know I was anonymous. I thought if you saw my number, you'd see me. This is Sarah.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
First of all, I want to thank you so much for what you just shared with us.
That You're welcome.
Really powerful, and it just gives such a deeper sense of what your work is and what, you know, this whole thing going on. And I have been so blessed by being able to give the blessing and to receive it, and it just, anyway, when I first called in, what I was going to say, before that all got triggered, and that just incredible gratitude. I've had a couple of experiences in the last few months that have just direct experiences of the reality of that, like the reality is only love. And
mm-hmm.
it brought me through. I had a personal crisis that was really traumatic. And just before that happened, I had one of those experiences, like outside of time and space, of
mm-hmm.
only love. And then just a couple of days ago, I had an experience of, it wasn't quite the same feel. It was more like a, here and now kind of experience, but it just sort of bypassed the whole story and went to just the connection of only love, that that's what's real, and that, you know, it's just a story. I know you've talked about that, and I love your chapter in the Keys of Yeshua about life as story. But it's just so awesome to remember and to actually know. I mean, now I feel like I just know that.
Yes, you do. And you know something else too, Sarah, is that changing our awareness about one thing doesn't just change that one thing. It changes the whole package. It's almost like our life is a club sandwich. And on the, let's say on one level we got the basic bread of life, and then we can move up to the lettuce and the tomatoes and the meat and the cheese and the delicious spread. You know, every level has its own whole package of flavor. And when we choose to see just the challenges of life, that's all we get. But when we go up to this higher level, where we focus upon the reality of love, we don't just get a momentary relief from our situation. We get the whole new package that goes with that.
Yeah, but then sometimes, like, I forget. But like,
oh, sure, we all do.
But remember, like, having had those experiences, like, there's always just a little more space between me and the experience because
mm-hmm.
of knowing what the reality is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, I don't know, I'd love to hear you talk about the grace of God.
Well, that's such,
like that's,
you know,
thing.
I think I'll bring that up next week.
Oh, awesome. Okay, great.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, well, thank you. For
Sarah, I just really, I loved hearing from you, and thanks for joining in. I'm going to take a call from Marguerite. Hi, Marguerite.
Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. Well, first of all, we're delighted you're settling in, and we'll have a permanent place for the beautiful paintings and so on, because taking up and putting down is a lot of work. But I wanted to talk about the coming of the light and this particular time of the world, of the year, because, as you know, I spend a lot of my time on the opposite end of the world, where
mm-hmm.
it's actually going to be the summer solstice on the 22nd.
And oh, yes.
We had a great teacher, a great man, pass in the last 10 days with Nelson Mandela.
Oh, yes.
And I'm sure it's important for all of us to sometimes step back and see what is positive in the world. And the critical thing that all of the messages that came during the ceremonies and so forth was his forgiveness. His strength
mm-hmm.
of character, but his forgiveness and his willingness to move into unity, even with those who had persecuted him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a critical lesson, but there were beautiful lessons and beautiful gifts from the African perspective. Is during the large ceremony on Tuesday, it poured rain, and to the Africans, that's a blessing. It's not a bad thing. And as
mm-hmm.
soon as that was finished, the sun went through, and a rainbow went across the entire sky. Most people don't know that.
Oh, how wonderful.
And
no, I didn't know that.
Yes, and today, or it's now night there, but today he was buried in his hometown of Kunu, Little Village. I've actually driven past there. I teach in some of those areas. And they always bury somebody in the brightest day of sunlight. And the sun was just sparkling at high noon when the sun is the highest in the sky. So that the spirit feels the joy of the earth as they're leaving it. And so I just want to reiterate that so many of what we think are just purely Christian traditions, there's something that precedes that, but the message still is love, forgiveness, oneness.
That's correct. Absolutely. And that was the original message of Christ and the apostles. You know, the message only became divided as it moved into different ethnic groups, different language groups, and then it became possessed by political groups and driven by political agendas. We've got to recover from that.
Yes.
And take the original message to one message, which is that of embodying the light and recognizing the love that we are. And the life of Nelson Mandela was a wonderful example of how one man can change the world, of how one man who forgives. If you think about the amazing, awesome trials and suffering he went through in his life, he could not have survived to the age of 95 and done what he did if he did not forgive every day of his life.
That's right, and people would say to him, do you think you're a saint, or you are must be a saint? He said, no, unless you think that a saint is a sinner who keeps on trying.
And I thought, that's beautiful.
I just wanted on this day to just acknowledge that one person can make a difference, and I do the blessing regularly when I'm down there, even if it's not for a specific purpose. So for all the blessing givers on the call, please don't hesitate to contribute in any way you can to the transmission of the blessing. It does have a powerful impact. So, Glenda, thank you so much, and have a beautiful holiday in your own home.
Thank you. I so appreciate that, Marguerite. And we love you and all the good things you're doing, and we know you're making a difference. And we've got time for one more call. Looks like we're not going to be able to take everybody today, but Kathy O'Fallon, you're on.
Well, hi, everyone, and happy holidays. I'll make this very quick. You were asking the question, what is new for you this year? And one of the things I'm really aware of this year is how little I know. And listening to your story, I realize what a good thing that is, because the less that I think that I know, the more I can listen to guidance, and since I feel less fear than I've ever felt before, I can tolerate the not knowing better.
Oh, Kathy, that is a wonderful place to be. You know, the thing is, most people's cups are so full of what they think they know that's really not entirely correct. Or even if it's correct, it's unimportant. That they don't have room for God or Spirit or Christ or just the inspirations of others to add to that cup.
Yeah. It feels so much more peaceful.
Isn't it? I know. I love it. Sometimes you have a little anxiety not knowing, but that, you know, after a while, you learn to turn that anxiety from something that is anxious into something that is expectant. It's like a potent expectancy, like, wow, what's going to happen today? And it does transform. And if you really, really put your faith behind your anxiety, you open your life up for infilling, you will turn it into expectation. And I'm not talking about a fixed expectation like that can be disappointed, but just a state of living expectancy like children have.
Yes, excitement.
Yeah, like, wow, what am I going to find today?
Yeah.
Kathy, I thank you so much for that, and I think we can take one more call if it's very, very quick. So we have someone from area code 810.
Hi, Glenda. Just
hi.
Speaking.
Oh, hi.
What I have to share today is a small poem that I wrote, and it is to be given to everyone from my heart in the community. And I'm just going to recite it. It's very short.
Okay.
Yeshua the Christ child. He came for the good of all. His light shone above all, and yet with all. Our Savior, teacher, brother, friend, our example be judgment free for all of us to just be. We are all part of He. Let us learn to be more like Him, our Savior, teacher, brother, friend, the leader of the heart, example be, judgment-free, our God, He.
That's beautiful. Did you write it?
I did.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations on such a lovely, lovely inspiration. And I think that makes a perfect transition into our blessing today.
Well, you inspire me, Glenda, and I thank you with all my heart. And so that was actually inspired by you.
Oh, thank you. I take that as a lovely Christmas present. Send me a copy of it, would you?
Oh, I will.
Okay. Well, bye-bye for now, and we're going to move into the blessing. I am sorry we could not take the remainder of our callers, but please check on next time. We love to hear from you. And don't wait too late, okay? And now we will move into our blessing. Everyone, please assume your position. Those who are new, that is just to be seated comfortably, your head uncovered, and your feet unburdened by anything artificial. If it's very cold where you are and you need to wear socks, that's okay. But hopefully they're cotton or wool or silk or some natural fiber so that your feet can receive in the most natural way the energy of the earth. So we're going to have our feet on the ground. Be seated comfortably. Close your eyes. And allow your attention to fall into your heart. Just be quiet in the center of your heart, open and receiving as I offer the invocation to Christ to thank Yeshua for being here with us and the Holy Spirit and our Heavenly Father. Once the invocation is complete, there will be an energetic conveyance of this blessing. And it is energetic because all things in this universe are. Even spirit is energetic at a very high frequency, thus resulting in sounds, thus resulting in fragrance, thus resulting in the impelling of thoughts, the activation of awareness, and the transmission of love, most of all, and through that love, healing. And this energy transmitted through you will find its own way to answer your prayers. So as it's being transmitted, pray in whatever way is appropriate for you, comfortable for you, that fits within your traditions of faith and belief. And just be one with God as you know God, according to your relationship with God and the love you have. And this conveyance of energy is by Christ from the Holy Spirit connecting with the earth, returning through you, carrying your prayers to our Heavenly Father, returning again and then again and again and again for approximately 3 minutes. At the end of the 3 minutes, I want you to rest quietly. Don't think. Don't turn on your conscious mental mechanism. Just receive and assimilate as you would a good meal. Let us begin. Dear Yeshua, Lord of life, bringer of the light, the one who has brought us into this season of inspiration and given us the real reason to celebrate, knowing that as we fulfill our potential for the Christ light in us, we become one with you. Thank you for opening that opportunity to each and every person on this planet, that we may receive your light unconditionally, that no one is given favor over another, not according to faith, locality, physical strength, race, color, belief, wealth or poverty, age, or well-being. Be with those who need you most, and be with those who seek you most, and be with all, that they may open their hearts to receive your offering of light, of love, of healing, and hope. Amen. the energy transmission is complete. Now I'd like you to go and rest, assimilate, and receive all the blessings that have been given you and all the love. You are very loved, and I love you too. And look forward to being with you next week for our special Christmas message. Bye-bye for now.